From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, January 26th, 2010. Every week, Directions Media brings you the most current news, trends, and opinions on geospatial technology and all things location. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief, today in Huntsville, Alabama.
And this is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
Today we'll discuss the pros and cons of why the Federal Highway Administration will spend $1.2 billion on a 511 traffic hotline to standardize traffic updates, a move that's angering some states because it forces them to conform to new guidelines. All this and more, but first, a word from our sponsor. This podcast is brought to you by ERDAS, the Earth to Business Company. With leading desktop and enterprise solutions, ERDAS helps organizations harness the information of the changing Earth for greater advantage. Experience the power and speed of ERDAS Apollo, our enterprise data management and delivery solution, by visiting demo.erdas.com. What has happened, according to the newspaper.com, an online magazine on the politics of driving, provided news coverage of a Federal Highway Administration report that will issue a final ruling next month that will force states to spend an estimated $1.2 billion to implement a 511 traffic information hotline. According to the article, so far 32 states have established telephone numbers to do pre-recorded traffic updates. This rule will standardize the data formats and required features that will apply to all states, beginning with the coverage of the top 50 metro areas. Beyond 511, the new federal rule will force states to offer real-time traffic information already being provided by a number of private companies, including Google, Yahoo, Clear Channel, Navtech, and a few others. Now, this has angered some state and local highway agencies because they complain that the FHWA's rule will take a one-size-fits-all approach. Some states like California, for instance, are upset because it's forcing them to do roadway weather information in a region where weather is rarely a factor. And other states like Kansas are irritated because they're forced to collect data on far-flung, sparsely traveled rural roads. So this has caused a bit of a stir. Not many people know about what's going on here, but the underlying reason here is that the government wants to spend money on non-construction related projects. This is where they're spending their money. I think it's kind of interesting that this is going on. It's causing such an uproar at the state level. So I'm wondering, is this a wise use of money when indeed there are already private companies doing this? And I got to wonder whether there's going to be just some gravitation to something that people are already familiar with in either turning on their TV in the morning or going to their website to look at their local traffic.
Well, I think this whole announcement brings up a whole host of questions. And while I don't have any issues with standardizing how the data is stored and maybe even how it's shared, why do we need a phone number for traffic updates? This is 2010, and most of us get our news and information from where? From phone calls? No, we get our traffic information in particular from many different places, including things like the radio, the television, the internet, and most importantly for most people, some kind of real-time traffic information on their navigation device. So I don't understand why it is that this should be a phone-based system.
Well, I'm totally in agreement with you. And in fact, just for the heck of it, I punched in 511 this morning on my phone. Of course, there is no traffic information for Huntsville, Alabama. I'm sure there is one for the Boston area. But I would never go to my phone, as you essentially indicated, to get traffic information. And one of the things that this newspaper report indicated was the entire study by the GAO. And so I want to just go to that quickly. It says, in page 9 of this report, it says, despite the advanced travel technologies, private companies face certain limitations in the coverage and quality of data they collect. Now, that's the GAO's report. However, inside the little explanation here, it said that Some state departments of transportation require private companies to pay for access to public data. However, these private companies told us that although state data coverage could enhance their coverage, they often have chosen not to pay for it because the data are not of high enough quality to merit payment. So we're going to go through this whole process of paying for the standardization, yet in the private sector, they're saying, no, you know, it's really not that big of a deal. We can do with it. We can handle it ourselves.
And more importantly, the data that the government's putting together isn't that good.
There you go.
I mean, that, if they have decided it's not worth it for them to pay for the private, for the government data, which is a bizarre concept right there, yeah, this whole thing falls down. Now, I do want to make the point that 511 is one of those 1-1 numbers that we have, and my sense is if you went out on the street and grabbed five random people and said, if you dialed 511, what would you get? They'd have no idea.
They'd have no clue.
They'd have no clue. Now, similarly, I think many people would not know what would happen if they dialed 811. Do you know what would happen if you dialed 811?
I do not.
That's the DigSafe number, national. Okay, so it's like you're going to dig a hole and you don't want to hit the... Like,
oh, call before you dig?
Right.
Call
that's the national one. Now, I know that because I happen to read magazines about that. And I know people who are involved in construction and that kind of thing, that's something they would know. But there's other numbers, too, that hopefully people are using. Now, the big number in my city is we've got a 311. Do you have 311?
No, we don't.
Okay, 311 is non-emergency local services. So it's like, when's trash day? Where do I vote? When is the library open? I want to report a pothole. It's basically the phone number that will get you either to the right department to answer your question or will report your concern to the appropriate department. And here in my small city, that has been just such a relief to the city to get all those calls out of the general queue and to get them right to where they belong. And it's also taken a lot of burden off the 911 folks because sometimes people call that number when they don't know what number to call. What I'm saying is there are reasons to have nationwide numbers for things, and the call before you dig one, I totally get. The local access one, I think, is great. I mean, that could be useful if you're traveling and where's the hospital? Non-emergency kind of where's the hospital. That would be a very valuable kind of thing. This one just seems out of sync with how we're using technology and, again, how the private sector has pushed traffic and the way they deliver traffic forward.
Yeah, I just think it's a waste of money. And we'll provide a link to another study that was just out this morning, a study conducted by a private company. And it said that TV stations are using traffic reporting software to deliver the most complete and relevant reports, and that they're spending 10% of their newscast content on making viewers aware of morning traffic conditions and hazard. And I've often joked that we have the Weather Channel, we'll probably have the Traffic Channel, which essentially we already do, and we'll have the Crime Channel. But the other notion that is changing here is, and you mentioned it again, was how we are receiving our data and what technology we're using. This week in DMTV, I'm going to do a segment on in-vehicle information systems, essentially what the auto industry is calling the connected automobile. And what I'll discuss is that in-vehicle nav system, that in-dash system, really is going to become a much more connected piece of equipment. And we're going to be using that system to get real-time information about anything. And traffic, of course, you're driving a car, you're going to get traffic information. And you're going to see roadway congestion. And you're going to know exactly where you are. And you're going to know routes to deviate to in case there's an accident. So this whole notion of providing a phone number at a time when we're trying to reduce the number of calls, yeah, it's ridiculous that we should try to, you know, encourage people to use their phones in their car. Just don't get it.
Well, at one time when these systems were not real time, a lot of them right now are not real time. When you dial 511, the idea is that you would call before you get in the car, right? Well, now everybody has the phone in the car. We have the expectation of real time data. So, again, this whole vision is so far out of date, it's really scary. And if I had my druthers, let's take this $1.2 billion and aim it at some other aspect of transportation. safer bicycle transportation or better car sharing, or there's bunches of ways to use such money.
Of course, some of the funding for this is going to be coming from the gas tax money. So, yeah, I agree with you. This is kind of an antiquated approach.
Well, I can't imagine it's going to get shot down between now and next month, but I think it's valuable for our listeners to know that this is going on and this is how your tax dollars are being spent in the United States. That's all the time we have. This podcast was brought to you by IRDAS. With more than 30 years of experience pioneering geospatial analysis, you will see the fusion and culmination of innovation in the IRDAS 2010 software release. This significant release provides a renaissance in the usability of IRDAS Imagine through the new ribbon interface, parallel processing support, and a fully integrated enterprise geoprocessing offering based on the OGC WPS specification. For more information, please visit www.irdas.com. If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can email us at editors@directionsmag.com, or you can leave a comment at Directions Magazine or All Points Blog. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.